Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are so glad you made it a point to join us on this Friday night. And as a reminder, you can always listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store, and you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. And we're interactive. We would love to hear from you on this Friday night. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Well, it has already been a very big week with the start of the NBA season. Expectations are high for a number of teams, and one in particular we're going to be keeping a very close watch on is the Indiana Pacers. They had a very busy offseason after they restructured their roster, 7 new players, and you just have to step back and wonder how the pieces of the puzzle, how this is all going to come together. There is a bit of a mystique to this Pacers team, but I love the additions, especially Monte Ellis. He's a special guy, and looking forward to hearing more about him. Such a pleasure to have back. Good evening, Quinn.
Good evening. How are you, Eve?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back in the saddle. And before we start talking about your Pacers, I want to zero in on you, because 2015 is a very special year for you personally. You are going to be inducted into the College Basketball Hall of Fame next month at Indiana University. You're an All-American. Just what does this mean to you personally?
Well, it means that I played on really good teams. That's always been what these awards have suggested to me. I played for one of the great coaches, not just basketball coaches, in the history of sports, and a terrific man in Coach Knight. But my teammates and we've managed to pull it together for, I thought our 4-year class was pretty good. But by the time we were seniors, we pretty much understood what needed to be done every game. And so we were able to get through that successfully and win the NCAA championship, which was always the goal. Going into the College Hall of Fame, Basketball Hall of Fame, for me, I'm not a person that does well with these kind of awards, but I'm proud of it for my teammates, and I'm happy for my children and my grandchildren. But for me, it's an honor, but it's more for them because my game is long gone.
Quinn, what did your time with the Hoosiers, how did that influence your career as a professional?
Well, Coach Knight was very influential. I come from a father, God bless his soul, who's been gone for 30 years, who was an athlete and had success at Indiana University as a football player. So he knew I was an athlete long before I did, and guided me up until and sometimes in conflict with Coach Knight in the way they view things. But Coach Knight's ability to stay honest, keep us on point, keep us on task, and teach us life lessons through basketball, I think I've been a big part of the reason that I've been able to go forward and meet the challenges that the way that I've been able to meet them. And I think my teammates will say the same thing, because Coach Knight was very, very demanding, always on you. It just kept pressure on you in its own way. And the answer to your question was, he said to me, I know specifically, and I think all of us, if you can put up with 4 years of what you put up with him, which was demanding and I mean, sometimes unbelievably demanding, he said, there's nothing that'll happen in the world, and there are no people that you can't deal with if you dealt with me. And he's right. I have, like all of us, have challenges up and down the line, good and bad. And you can challenge me, but I don't get rattled by being challenged. I think that happens sometimes, and the question is not the challenges. How you individually handle the challenge, and that's what Coach Knight taught.
Absolutely. Coach Knight, an intense guy, mentally tough and major mentally tough. But talk about going into the Hall of Fame with one of the greats, Rolando Blackman. You know, I'm a Big 8 girl, so he was the Big 8 player of the year back in the day. 13 seasons with the Mavericks. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Rose, and what's really cool, he's such a good human being.
Yes.
I mean, he really is. He's he's been a guy I've known most of my career, but surely all of his career. And I admire the fact that he came in and he was not well known, even though he was out of the Big 8, but nobody really understood how good Roe was in terms of the plays. High understanding of basketball, really, and everybody knew he shot it well, but he really understands basketball. Even when you talk to him today, he'll look at the game, whatever game you're looking at, if you happen to be at an event, and he is dissecting it. It's just his personality, his energy, his enthusiasm. It's quite an honor to go in with someone like Ruff.
I was checking out your Twitter feed, and you had some pretty impressive photos on there from your recent sojourn to South Africa. What a memorable experience to be in Johannesburg for the NBA's first exhibition game in Africa. What was that experience
like?
What
I love about you, you do your background stuff.
Aww.
It was.
Thank you.
It was by far And I've been very, very blessed athletically and personally. I've been all over the world with basketball, been with the Dream Team, which was probably the best experience I have. But I have to say right now, going to South Africa and being part of the NBA Africa movement to just make sure you expose the rest of the world to basketball in Africa was humbling. Knowing that Nelson Mandela and the South Africans have gone through the tough times that they've gone through, working through challenging situations, very challenging. This is human rights. This isn't, you know, basketball. This is a human rights situation. And being a part of that and seeing the city and seeing how they're working to try to pull that back together and from a pure human standpoint, and then being blessed enough to do the game for the NBA with the NBA Africa and Basketball Without Borders, and doing the game where you have a team of African players or players of African descent playing against NBA players. And one of those guys from African descent that many may or may not know, but in Houston, Hakeem Olajuwon.
You bet.
They both played. I mean, it was unbelievable at this point in their lives to watch them. With Hakeem through the Dream Shake, you know, at this stage of his life, he did the Dream Shake, and he'll appreciate this. He's such a good human being. First time he tried one, it didn't quite go in. The next one he tried it, it went in, and he, as soon as it went in, he put his hand up to get out of the game because he knew he had hardly enough energy to run back to the other end of the court. And I thought I would just die. It was funny, but it was just great to see such a great champion, a great human being, just get out there and try to, you know, just to show his people from Africa, you know, just one last shake. And so it was terrific.
NBA legend Hakeem Olajuwon, you not only watched, but you did have a chance to sit down and to interview him. I run into Hakeem at our local gym. I've even played some pickup games with him. But what did he have to share with you?
Well, you know, the experience, this was important to him. I think sometimes Americans don't take into consideration what people have to do to come from another country and then assimilate into the U.S. But this was the U.S. coming and assimilating into Africa. Now, you can just see he's always been a proud man. I mean, you can just tell the way he carries himself. You know, regally, is really how I think he carries himself. And he was proud to have the people of South Africa, people in Africa. This is the first game that's ever been, you know, NBA game been played in Africa. To be a part of that, to bring the thing that gave him his success professionally, to bring that whole experience to African people. He was very, very proud of it, and he shared that emotion.
The NBA season is back. We're going one-on-one with Quinn Buckner, the Vice President of Communications and Television Analyst for the Indiana Pacers. Much more of our compelling conversation straight ahead right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.